Hey, soccer friends!
Rue, have you ever been tired, like really tired? Wouldn't it be nice to get someone to give you a rest? Well, back in the day, soccer players never got a rest. There were no substitutions. It all changed one day. In August, in England. Let's travel back in time. And the second division match in the Football League of England. On August 21st, 1981, when Bolton faced off against Charlington in the second division match, something totally unexpected happened that changed soccer forever. Imagine this. Just 11 minutes into the game, Charlington goalie Mike Rose got hurt.
Ow!
And had to leave the field. But here's the crazy part. They didn't have any backup goalies on the bench. So guess what? John Hughey, who usually played defense, stepped in to be the goalie. Can you believe it?
Wow.
He had to wear goalie gloves and everything. But wait, there's more. Back then, teams could only make one substitution during a match, and it had to be for an injured player. So, in came Kev Pitcock as the substitute. And guess what? This was the very first time a substitution was made in the Football League. Can you imagine how nervous everyone must have been? A defender in a goal and a history-making substitution all in one match? So, that day turned into a big deal. Because of what happened, it showed how soccer teams had to be super flexible and come up with creative situations when unexpected things occurred. It's like a story where even though things didn't go as planned, quick thinking and teamwork can still save the day. And now because of that match, we have substitution in every soccer game. And there's an important part of how teams play and strategize. The first use of a sub outside of the Football League was back in 1865. There was a soccer match between the Royal Engineers and the Wanderers teams in London. They played at a cricket ground called the Oval. This game was one of the first times they played with proper rules. During this match, a player named Robert Barker from the Royal Engineers got hurt. He couldn't keep playing, so he had to leave the field. But his team only had 10 players left. They needed an even number to be fair. So the other team, the Wanderers, said, "Hey, you could borrow our player, Thomas Hopley, to make it even." And this was the first time something like this happened. But it wasn't planned from the start. The international soccer, the first substitution, was in 1899 during a match between Wales and Scotland. Sam Gillam became the very first substitute in international football history. In those days, substitutions weren't allowed in international games. But when Wales' main goalkeeper couldn't play, Gillam came in to the rescue. Before he could get there, a local player named Alf Pugh stood in as a goalkeeper. When Gillam finally made in the 30 minute, he helped keep the other team from scoring. And the game ended 0-0 tie. This marked the beginning of substitutions in an international soccer, although it wasn't officially recognized by FIFA until much later, the qualification matches for the 1954 World Cup. Let's take a little break and head back to the soccer present. Jeez, I wish I could get a substitute here. Oh, voila. Soccer would be so different if we didn't make changes. Now, tired players can get changed and the game stays exciting for a full 90 minutes. Let's head over to Franja and celebrate a really special birthday.
Thanks, Osha. Let's celebrate the birthday of the day. Hey, Robert Lewandowski. Happy birthday, superstar, or as you say in Poland, Stolat. You're a soccer wizard with your amazing goals and cool moves. Your journey from the fields of Poland to becoming one of the world's best strikers is so inspiring! As you celebrate another year of your life, we also celebrate your countless achievements from winning Bundesliga and La Liga titles to setting records with your goal scoring. Here's to more golden ball moments, more hat tricks, and more unforgettable celebrations. Keep shining on and off the field. Best wishes to you, Robert Stolat, and have a soccer kicking birthday. Now it's time to quiz time with Zosia. Bye!
Let's start the quiz.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. It's quiz time. If you don't remember an answer, it's okay. Even the best miss a shot sometime. Just go back in the podcast and listen closely for the clues. First, what unexpected event occurred during the second division match between Bolton and Charlington that changed soccer forever? Second, describe the situation that led to the first substitution in football history, which took place in a match between the Royal Engineers and the Wanderers. Last, which country is Robert Lewandowski from? Now, let's find out the answers. Number one, Bolton vs. Charlington saw the first substitution made in the Football League history. Number two, what happened in the match? A player got hurt and the Wanderers loaned a player so the teams would be even. And number three, Robert Lewandowski is from beautiful Poland. That's the final whistle. Whoa, we didn't even get a substitute today. Can't wait to travel into the soccer past with you next time. As always, keep kicking and keep exploring. Your friend Zosia and Franja.